We're experiencing what is summer terming as the worst drought in decades. We're joined on the line by economist at Grain South Africa, Wandile Shilobo. Wandile, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Is this the worst drought in four decades, as government officially are saying?
Yeah, this is the worst drought. And, you know, what's interesting is that we are starting to talk more about it now, but the whole impact started as early as February. Because you remember that this year, even the crop that we have actually harvested, if you put all the basket of our summer crop, we're speaking about maize, soybeans, sunflower, sorghum, peanuts, and all of that, if you put together, you'll see that production has actually decreased by 27% on a year-to-year basis. We produced last year 16.5 million tons. This year, it was just around about 11.9. So this just shows that the crop that we harvested between April this year up until August has also been affected. But now, I think the talks are accelerating because it is time for us to plant some other crop that would enable us to have food on the coming year. So I think now these conversations are starting to intensify in that respect. But, you know, the farmers have lost a lot of money from the previous season, and now the outlook on the weather is not looking well. So it is really a bit of a challenging situation.
Undoubtedly a challenging situation. Interestingly, you know, you noted the fact, or you shared the fact that it all started in February this year, and now that we're only really catching on now. Why is it taking us so long to catch on?
I think what is happening is that, you know, when we mentioned about it, the decrease in production, and people to some extent were thinking that, you know, it's a one season thing. They thought that, you know, we experienced the dry conditions this year in the crop that we harvested, and going forward, things maybe might get to be better. And you know that South Africa at this moment is already sitting on to be a net importer of maize in 7 years. And that's going to cost the country around about 2.2 billion rand. So now people are starting to say, okay, if this was the situation, and even now the outlook for the next season is still looking a bit bleak, and then that means that we'll have to import even more. And then now it's starting to raise a bit of a concern. But I think also the intensifying chat around the possible El Ninos, because last year it was not as much pronounced as it is at this moment. So I think the whole thinking around that level. But to some extent, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to curb all of the losses, given that, you know, around about 91% of the area planted to our maize is actually on dry land. It's only 9% that is on irrigation. So I think in that respect, you know, maybe some intervention would have supposed to be done on our ground research on thinking around about what are the feeds that can enable us to do well.
Now, how soon before we see the cost of goods skyrocketing?
Look, the cost of goods are already higher from now, because you remember that the maize prices started to increase as early, like I said, in the end of February. And now, and you look at the maize meal, it's already around about 65% higher than it was last. The price of maize is 65% higher than it was last year, but maize meal is still around about 14% higher than it was last year. You look at your eggs, 15% higher, chicken, beef, 4%, dairy products, 2%, bread, 7%. But what this means then, if the increases on the side of the on the side of the products are not as pronounced as on the raw material, this just shows that then, you know, we're yet to see even much larger increases. And on our side of Grain, so we believe that, you know, we might start to see these food prices increasing until the mid next year, but assuming that we get good rainfalls this year. So if we don't get then good rainfalls, you're looking at a much a prolonged period, possible 2017. So that I mean, we don't want to talk about that situation. It will be really challenging.
How much is the SA economy dependent on farming in terms of, you know, the impact that it has on our economy?
I think it's largely dependent, because you remember that, first of all, about 16 million South Africans are on social grants. So that means that those people, they consume a lot of the basic foodstuffs. And just South Africa is its own, or domestic, I'm still speaking on the domestic side, we are consuming a lot of these products. But also on the export side, on the maize just alone, you know that, you know, we usually get around about 6 billion rand of export earnings of maize. But a lot of it is also being sold and also consumed internally. So now, if locally, so now if you're in a situation where you have to bring on some maize from outside, you're spending a lot of money. And you also remember that around about 9% to 97% of employment are created within the agricultural sector. That's over 800,000 people that are employed. So if there's a situation that is not right in agriculture, of course, you know, it goes downstream to a larger part, employment, export earnings, and all of those sort of things. So I think the chain is quite larger. And also the other things that are affected, the agribusinesses, the people who are selling the seeds, the fertilizers, and stuff like that. And the guys who are on the manufacturing side who usually procure the raw material for their products from these shipping. So you're looking on the downstream and the upstream of the value chain and the manufacturing and the input. So there's a whole host of people that are affected. And I'm sure even the financial sector, because they give loans to the farmers to produce, and then that's their businesses. So if there's a problem in the businesses, so it's a bit of a bigger chain.
Do we know the full extent of where we are in terms of contingency plans, or is it too early to sort of start panicking?
I cannot give you an exact statement to say, okay, this is 1, 2, 3 is actually happening. But we know that, there are some stuff that is actually being done on the governmental side. So there is a thinking in there. So, but I cannot tell you to say, okay, the contingency plan is this. But what I know also on the other side is the fact that within the government, some of the people maybe that might get some early assistance would be the livestock and stuff like that. On the crop side, which represented the grain, maybe it would be best if there can be interventions of in a sort of a crop insurances for the farmers, or subsidizing the interest rates on their loans, because we know that they borrowed a lot of money to actually start planting last year. And looking at maize alone, there was a loss of around about roughly 12 billion rands that was made between the maize, because our production decreased by 30% on a year-to-year basis. We only harvested 9.9 billion million tons of maize, while the previous year we harvested 14.3 million tons of maize. So that 30% decrease in the maize output equated to roughly around about an estimated of 12 billion rand. So those losses and sell those farmers, then it means that they struggle to go back and pay, make some payments to the banking sector, and that will affect their outlook as going forward to the next season. So I think if there can be plans on sort of making sure that, you know, there are some assistance in there. And just in the future, thinking around the research and what sort of research can be put in place so that, you know, when we get to be in cases like this, we are much better researching on weather, researching on better drought tolerance seeds to be planted. So I think the thinking on that side would maybe add much value.
Absolutely, we cannot agree with you more. We really appreciate your time this morning on Radio Islam. Wandile, thank you very much for chatting to us, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
That was Wandile Shilobo, an economist at Grain South Africa, speaking to us about the impact of the drought on the economy. Lots and lots of messages coming through. We go for Nasheed, and then I'm going to read to you some of the messages.